On this Sabbath, I would like to talk about the parable of the sower. Spiritual concepts, designs, structures, and realities are often misunderstood by us mortals, simply because they are invisible to the human eye. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, knew this and used parables to unveil and explain things which had been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Matthew chapter 13, verse 35. Indeed, he never preached a sermon without using a parable. Verse 34. To the spiritually blind, the parables were at best mystifying tales of little value. But to those with spiritual eyesight, they were visual aids, dramatic word pictures of real life truths. Parables unlock spiritual mysteries hitherto beyond the believer's comprehension. Virtually every good teacher the world over uses parables, illustrations, and visual aids to put across his or her lessons. So effective was this method of preaching that when the Savior had finished one great session of a parabolic instruction, he asked this question. What was the question? Turn to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verse 51. And here is the answer. Have you understood all these things? They say unto him, Yea, Lord. Now, what about the sower? Well, he went forth to sow. Matthew chapter 13, verse 3. Behold, meaning, look, see, turn your attention to. A sower went forth. In other words, he went out of his way to sow. The master sower is the Savior Jesus Christ. See verse 37. But in this parable, other sowers, apostles, ministers, missionaries, ordinary believers are also involved in sowing. They too go forth out of their way to sow. Now, sowing requires knowledge. It requires will. It requires effort. It requires endurance. And it requires seed. The good sower has all these. He also sowed unsparingly. He sowed on the wayside. He sowed in stony places. He sowed among thorns. And he sowed on good ground. There are no reservations here. But with deliberate tread, the sower works, ensuring that every piece of land within his reach is covered with seed. What is the seed? The seed is the word of God. In Matthew 13, verse 19, when one heareth the word of the kingdom. Verse 20, the same is he that heareth the word. Verse 21, persecution because of the word. Now I'd like for us to note something here. From these verses, we can see the good seed is the Word of God, especially as it relates to the kingdom of God. How little is heard these days about the kingdom of God? Preachers must also beware of sowing corrupt seed, sowing counterfeit seed, sowing seed mixed with tares, sowing seed that is not based on the real Word of God. Now I want to speak about four types of soil. And this soil represents people. The wayside. Turn to verse 4 of Matthew chapter 13. Verse 4 of Matthew 13, some seeds fell by the wayside. Now go to verse 19. These are those who hear the word of God and understand it not. Many souls fail to understand the message of the kingdom of God in the Word of God. To them, it is a mystery. It is deep. It is irrelevant. And it's not worthy of much attention. Before the sacred seed can germinate in their minds, it is snatched away by the evil one. It is forgotten. The stony places. Go back to verse 5. Some fell on stony places where they had not much earth. Now go to verse 20. The same is he that heareth the word and anon with joy receiveth. Verse 21. Yet hath he not root in himself, but joreth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by they are offended. This, sad to say, is a common occurrence in the church. It needs little, if any, explanation. People give up productive work in Yahweh's field for all kinds of trivial reasons. But the most common is that they are offended because of tribulation and often by a lot less. So be on your guard and do not let offenses blight the harvest in your life. If your spiritual roots go deep, you will not wither when tribulation arises because of the Word of God. Thorny ground. Verse 7, Matthew 13, verse 7. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. Now go back to verse 22. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. This is also a sad situation for a soul to get into. Poverty on the one hand, and riches on the other. Look about you in this world and you will see how prevalent these two conditions are. Extreme poverty on the one hand and unhealthy wealth on the other. Are they not choking spiritual productivity? The good ground. Go to verse 8 of Matthew 13. Matthew chapter 13, verse 8. But other seed fell into good ground. Now go up to verse 23. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some an hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. Now, I would like to speak a bit about self-analysis. Broadly speaking, the parable of the sower is telling of four types of people. These have already been explained. Let's look deeper, and when we do, we detect four types of responses to Yahweh's word. Responses which can and often do exist in even the best of believers. I cannot understand the message. This is when a truth from Yahweh's word is heard and not immediately understood. No effort is made to investigate. No effort is made to examine and discuss the message. Because it is not easily grasped, or perhaps even feared, it is quickly rejected without further investigation. Are you, or am I, on occasions guilty of responding to the word in this way? Do you or do I reject the truth simply because you or I cannot understand it? Or are we like the ancient Berean believers who, with all readiness of mind, searched the scriptures daily? Acts chapter 17, verses 10 and 11. Now, these are important questions because they classify your response to the Word of God. Beware of the wayside mentality, the one that rejects truth because investigation may prove too much of a challenge. No staying power. This reaction to truth is very common. Believers rejoice when new truth is presented. They are thrilled with it, but it isn't long before they are offended. Like marriages that break down, their love for truth collapses at the first difficulty. They become offended and give it all up. They bear no fruit because they have no staying power, no spiritual stamina, or depth of soil. Reacting to circumstances. This condition, economically or spiritually, can be extremely dangerous. I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. Revelation chapter 3, verse 17 is a common reaction to the word of God these days. But it is a fatal one. Or I'm too poor to produce any results. It's easy for the rich folk. These believers forget the fact that spiritual growth is much harder to achieve for the rich than for the poor. Why do I say that? Well, turn to Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19, verse 24. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Bearers of fruit. This is the only praiseworthy reaction to hearing the word of God. No matter what his message may be, when it drops into the soil of your mind, examine it and make every effort to understand it. Prove it against the whole of the scriptures. And when you are sure that it is the word of God, of the Most High, then obey it. This is the only response to Yahweh's word that will win his favor. It is the only response. If you and if I do these things, we will bear fruit. Sometimes 100-fold, on other occasions 60-fold, or even at worst, 30-fold. Can you find a farmer who is producing harvest as bounteous? The benefits of investing in the things of the Spirit are incalculable. No earthly business project comes anywhere near the above-mentioned gains. Are we bearing fruit? Only we can answer that question. I hope we're bearing fruit, because the Savior that has asked us to do it is preparing us for the kingdom, and he's about ready to return. So let's prepare for his return and go on bearing fruit, not only in this world, but in the millennium and in the new heavens and on the new earth. Amen.